Hello, this is Mike TFGN and Blanchard from the Geekcast Radio Network and This Week in Geek. Today I bring you a chat with Transformers musician Stan Bush. Hello, Stan, how are you?
Hey, how's it going, Mike?
It's going pretty good. So, cool. What have you been up to since the last time I talked with you? It's been a little while.
Well, let's see, doing a new album, and we're kind of running into the home stretch here. We got a little bit of tracking left to do, and so within a few weeks we'll be mixing, and we're looking at a summer release, so be out this summer, and it's coming out great.
Good deal. Have you chosen a final title for the new album at all?
I'm kind of liking one of the songs is called Dream the Dream, and that's what I'm looking at for a title so far. There's a couple of other options, but so far that one seems to be, pretty strong contender. Just a quick note, on February 28th, which is like 3 weeks from now, on the TV show American Dad, they're gonna air The Touch.
Oh, cool.
That's kind of cool. It's on Fox. You know?
Yeah. All right. Can you tell us what kind of feel the new album is going to have compared to In This Life? I mean, it's been a few years since In This Life came out, so is there any, like, different kind of musical tones or musical stuff that you brought with this one?
Well, it's in the same kind of vein, a bit of the 80s rock thing, but very strong songs and powerful high vocals and so forth. And this one's probably even more background vocal heavy and even some more up tempo and it's just great. I mean, like In This Life, though, very similar, I guess, in a way, as far as the songs being the main thing and all that. So
right.
It was funny because In This Life was so strong of a record that got such great reviews and so forth that I was a little nervous about, how can I ever follow this?
Yeah.
It took me a year to write all the stuff, but I was writing stuff with a few different people. Lenny Macaluso, who I wrote The Touch with, I wrote some stuff with him, and my producer Holger Fath, he and I wrote some things together, and even got a couple of my past collaboration people with, like Kurt Cuomo, who wrote with Kiss and Eddie Money and so forth. He and I wrote a couple together, and another fellow that I had written with way back.
So, right. Yeah. Can you give us any, like, previews or any kind of, like, what maybe the first single will be or anything like that?
Boy, I do know that, remember the sort of new version, the modern version of The Touch? It's totally different, obviously,
right.
But it's kind of like The Touch a la Linkin Park or something.
Right.
I'm going to include that as a bonus track on there. So that's kind of a cool thing for the Transformers fans and so forth. And, because that hadn't been out on a record anywhere. Although it is available on iTunes. And as you know, there was a video for that.
Right, right.
But as far as, like, I'm trying to think. The other stuff isn't mixed yet, so I'm not, like, putting anything out here to anybody yet.
Yeah.
So it's kind of like under wraps, but as soon as I can, I'll shoot you a preview.
Okay, cool. With this new album, will you be doing any touring in either the U.S. or Canada or maybe even abroad?
Yeah, I'm pretty sure I will be going to Europe, I imagine in the fall or whatever, and do some touring. Like when In This Life came out, I did a festival thing in Germany, and I was supposed to play in England, but there was a mix up, and the gigs had to be canceled because of a thing with immigration that was a stupid form that wasn't. Anyway, I don't want to go into that.
Wow.
And also in the U.S., I'm going to do some shows. I don't know if I'm supposed to say this yet, but you probably know that BotCon 2010 is going to be in Orlando.
That was going to be my next question, actually. Can you reveal whether or not...
Well, maybe, I was waiting for you to get to that one, yeah. So, yeah, and I did talk to them. I don't know if I'm supposed to say yet, but it looks like it's going to happen.
Good deal.
Yeah.
That's awesome. Are you going to be, or will you in the future be collaborating with Vince DiCola again on anything?
Yeah, well, let's see. Vince and I, you know, we did the show at last year, the BotCon concert together. We performed together. He did some of his own stuff with his band,
mm-hmm.
But he also joined with my band, and we did the Touch and Dare together. And yeah, I'm not sure about if we're going to do some shows together. I could check with him actually to see if he's thinking about going down there. Last year I had done J-Con in Orlando, mm-hmm. and that's for Japanese anime, and they there was a local band there, some musicians that I used, and they backed me up, and we did a concert together, and so anyway, I called up the same guys, and they were really up for doing the BotCon show with me, so it's kind of cool because we've already rehearsed, and they kind of know my stuff, and so we'll just we'll be able to put it together again. And it makes a lot of sense when it's a solo artist not to have to fly in a whole band and all that stuff.
Right, right, yeah.
Yeah, logistically and all.
Yeah, I had sent you an email a couple months ago when I first heard. I don't know how up to date you keep on the Transformers news or anything like that, but they are releasing a new video game soon called Transformers War for Cybertron, and there was a piece of music that GameInformer.com had on their podcast, and I could have sworn it was something you did, and you emailed me back and you said no, it's not mine. I think that would have been so awesome if you could have got to do some instrumental music for a Transformers game.
Yeah, I know, it would be really really cool. I'm not really sure. I haven't been in touch with anybody on that. I mean, I think the only video game type of thing was the thing with Activision putting out the Touch on Guitar Hero.
Yeah.
It was very cool. I guess you knew about
that. Yeah. Are they going to, has Activision contacted you at all anymore about maybe putting out Dare or any of the other stuff?
No. Nothing yet. I actually ought to give them giving them a call, you know, or email and check in with them and see what's happening. I would like to do some more stuff with them.
Yeah.
That was a very cool thing. In fact, I think, you know, it's sort of it would be pretty easy to set up is to get a Guitar Hero set up, you know, for my booth at BotCon.
Right.
Have people come by and, you know, that would be something that would be fun to do.
Yeah. It's like play with the man that actually made the music, you know. Yeah.
Yeah, like we did last year at BotCon.
That's very, very cool. Well, all right. I think that's about it that I've got for you. There really isn't anything else unless you've got anything else you want to pass on to the fans.
Well, just a quick plug, I guess. I wanted to thank everybody for the support and just say that, you know, they can check in. Everybody can check in at stanbush.com and see what's happening. So, you know, as far as the upcoming release and all that. So, And really appreciate all the support.
Right. I just looked at the website, and the last news item was, like, last year sometime.
I know. I've been in touch with my web guy, and we are going to be updating everything with the new release coming up. So.
Oh, cool. Good deal. All right, Stan, thank you for your time. I have been Mike TFG and Blanchard, and we will see you next time.
All the best. Thanks.
You got the touch. You got the power.